podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Kill my
warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
It was a sleeper pick.
You know that Connor Bedard's rookie card is going for $1 million?
That's stupid.
Crazy. Speaking of $1 million, welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. We are here Wednesday night in Essexville, Michigan. It is fantastic to have everybody back.
We're pouring shots.
We're pouring shots. And we've got John Asel back, the legendary John Asel.
I'm pouring shots. I'll be right back.
And Dennis, fact checker Dennis, is here with us tonight.
Watching him pouring shots.
Most confident man in the room, Spencer Smeagol.
It's only because my bald head. How we doing out there?
Good.
Everybody else is just jealous. That's right.
That's it.
Well, I mean, they do say that, don't they? It's like God only made so many perfect heads and the rest they cover with hair. Well, the ugly ones they cover with hair. So guess I'm not only the confident, but the most prettiest scalp in the room.
Something like that.
Yep.
Holy jumped up German Jesus. What okay. do we got? Makers 46?
Yeah, we went with the cheap shot today, but we love it.
The cheap shot?
The cheap shot.
Jesus.
Yep. Well, let me pass these out. And while I'm passing, why don't you think about this question? What you been listening to? John, we'll start out with you.
What I've been listening to, I'll be honest, I have not been listening to a whole lot of music lately.
Really?
Yeah. Not out of spite for nothing. I've just been listening to audiobooks and podcasts and social commentators and stuff, you know,
nice.
So on and so forth.
What you been booking?
What have I been booking?
Yeah.
self-help stuff.
Okay, it's just, nice.
Beautiful.
There's a couple authors. So it's like I don't feel like I really like need a whole lot, but everybody could always use some.
Yeah.
And there's a couple authors that I follow that are very insightful.
Nice.
So, oh, good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, you're going to have to pass that along. Well, to that, let's get her going. Eddie, you want to lead us in the cheers here?
Here's to the breezes that blow through the treeses, that lift the skirts above the kneeses, that exposes the place that teases, pleases, and spreads diseases. Here's to snatch. Fuck it. Down the hatch.
Oh, that'll never be good. That'll never be good.
That was so good.
Well, I'm going to jump into it.
It's never going to be good because it's always smooth. Great.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to jump into it, though.
That's a way to go 0 to 60. I haven't had fucking bourbon in a long time.
I've been digging into...
My tummy's
I've been
all
digging into
now.
A Death Cab for Cutie album, Narrow Stairs.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yep, there's a lot of songs that I like on that album and a few that I absolutely hate. But my tops on it are Bixby Canyon Bridge, Kath, Grapevine Fires, and Twin Size Bed. Those are great. All the rest of them, I could go without them. Like, it's a skip button immediately.
Grapevine Fires holds a very special place in my heart.
Does it?
excuse me. When I was a kid, a spot we used to go camping at a nasty wildfire. And we almost had to get evacuated from the campground because the wildfire was getting so close. And that was the same summer that Narrow Stairs was released.
Oh,
so
wow.
it was in my parents' CD player in the car constantly. So... Mm-hmm. Even as a little kid at the time, I could draw the connection between what that song's about and, like, the current situation.
Nice.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's cool. It's not nice, but it's, like, cool.
No, it's like completely horrifying in every way imaginable, but it was...
It's so fucking... Yeah. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely great song. Well, Dennis showed... Wasn't it a song on that album where you're just like, hey, isn't this creepy?
No, it was I Will Possess Your Heart. What is that called?
Yeah, I Will Possess Your Heart.
It's a little weird if you really listen to it.
He plucked a string on me the other day. He's like, no, listen to this song, I want you to really listen to the lyrics.
Oh, that's no love song.
No, absolutely not.
That is like I am going to kidnap you and make you love me.
Yeah, so, basically.
Other than that, a couple of great songs on that album. So that's what I'm listening
to. Yeah.
What about you, Dennis?
I've been listening to a lot of Post Malone lately. I have actually been listening to Hollywood's Bleeding from 2019. Yeah. Okay. It has the same song, Wow. You know that song?
I don't.
Yeah, you don't need ever heard Post Malone,
like
Wow.
Like Owen Wilson? Wow.
Wow.
No, I've probably heard it. I just don't know by name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I listen to it when I go to work, and I just kind of fucking do my job, and I'm like, yeah, man, Post Malone is my fucking dude.
Puts you in that jam.
Yeah, dude. I think I look at him, and I'm like, man, he could be a good best friend, I would think, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I get that vibe 100%.
Yeah, Posty. Yeah.
Seems like a good guy.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Genuine dude, for sure. What about you, Eddie? What you been listening to?
I was fucking listening to your guys' story. I fucking forgot what the shit I've been listening to. You Betcha podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, beauty.
Yeah.
Bush. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was some good shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love that stuff. Stop off at the holiday. Get your sandwiches and shit. It's the Ice Mountain made in Michigan, the fucking coldest water. Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know what water doesn't get cold, and it bothers me?
Fiji.
Fucking Dasani.
Really?
Well, yeah.
See, I heard in like 8th grade Dasani causes cancer, and it always stuck with me.
Dasani is the highest acidic water out there.
Mm. Oh, shit. Well, that's probably why.
That's why McDonald's sells it. Guarantee it. They're just like, what's an unhealthy water? Dasani.
There was a comedian that had a bit about Dasani, and he said it's... You know how there's like the nutritional facts on everything and anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said Dasani's the only water bottle that doesn't have all zeros.
Oh, wow. It's true, though.
Oh, my God. Does it have like sodium and shit in it?
Sodium and
sugar. Yeah, like, why is there salt in my water? I want to quench my thirst. You know what I mean?
Added fat.
No, that's how Dasani is, though. You could put that shit in a blast freezer and drink it, and you're like, why is this room temp? I don't understand. Like, the bottle can get cold, but the water does not fucking get cold. You're like, there's something wrong with this.
I think that's what fell off the truck that made the fucking Ninja Turtles.
It's like, oh, no, the Dasani truck.
Dasani truck.
That's probably true.
A spinoff waiting to happen.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ice Mountain, though, that is made in Michigan. I forgot about that. Sorry.
Yeah, I've driven past it a few times over there on the west side.
Wow. You've driven by the Icy Mountain.
Yeah.
That is Sugarloaf Mountain, because that's the tallest. No, we figured out. That's not the tallest mountain. Mm. I forgot what was, though.
Yeah, I drank that fact away.
Yeah. Speaking of that, what's useless knowledge that you guys have?
Oh, I'm full of useless knowledge.
Yeah, but you're also a man that doesn't try to think.
I do try not to.
I got one for you. What's the, what is senosilicophobia?
Senosilicophobia.
I can't
even
repeat
that. Hold on, wait a minute. Senosilica. Seno is the prefix. I'm assuming it's the fear...
Yeah.
Of something that's plastic or the fear of models or something?
Yeah. No.
No, what is it?
Not the fear of
plastic.
It's
the fear of an empty beer mug.
Oh.
Yeah, terrified of it.
Well, I got sent a beer shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that.
Yep, yeah.
I'm always terrified.
I end up and I'm like, ah, barkeep.
Yeah.
Put it back in. Finally pour it and you're just, ah.
You know, it might be it's useless for me to know it because I'm not doing much with it except telling other people. But Bob actually told me something. Told me and John the other day when we were fishing. He was like, hey, don't fuck with the farmers. We're like, what are you talking about?
Bob.
Hey,
oh, Bob Hayden.
Yep, yep,
oh,
yep.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't fuck with the farmers. We're like, what? He's like, in France, they've been going on a riot spreading liquid manure because they tried to raise their taxes, the farmers' taxes out there. So they've been going into town. Rioting and spreading like liquid manure and like businesses and
the
on the streets.
And so far, they're winning. Hit the fan.
Yeah. Yeah, they are winning.
Yeah,
Come to find out today, like I said, social commentary and stuff. Come to find out, that's not just France. That's the European Union.
Yeah. Holy shit!
Yeah, it's all over Europe. Yeah. I saw it was like a compilation of farmers in different countries just going AWOL.
Yeah.
And there was, like, Belgium. Like, there was a farmer on a great big tractor that had a front-end loader on it, like the scoop.
Yeah.
And he just went up and just flipped a fire truck over. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I was watching a compilation video at work about it. It was crazy. It was absolutely insane. And they're, like, spraying it on these businesses going over. They're, like, walking. And it's like, they're just trying to make a point. They're not trying to fuck up these businesses. Didn't they win? Didn't the government was like, all right,
no,
we surrender.
They're still going. I saw a couple posts from a couple days ago. They're like, yeah, and there's still going to be many more protests yet to come. Yeah.
Well, I learned a long time ago, man, don't fuck with people who handle your food.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I was about to say, like, do you not like to eat?
Like,
yeah.
Like, they could kill us all off by just stopping
it's
working and
doing it.
It's not
fucking Star Trek times, man. Yeah. I can't just put a little cube in a square and then fucking, you know, sirloin pops out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can't just exist on Kraft singles and Velveeta, man.
No.
Like,
although I did that for a summer.
I was going to say, you could, but the outcome would be not
good. No, that wouldn't end well.
Like, how high can your cholesterol go? Let's fucking spin the wheel.
Hey, my useless fact. Did you know that crocodiles cannot stick out their tongues?
Get out of here.
No.
You know that every time they open up their mouth, they cry? Crocodile tears, baby. It's true. Their tear ducts are so shallow.
Crazy.
11th grade English, baby.
Man.
What do they call those? What do they call those? Like crocodile tears and everything? It's like, it ain't.
It's like fake tears or something like
crocodile
that.
Crocodile tears.
Oh, it's when you're crying.
It's when you're crying or complaining or in search of sympathy.
Yeah.
When you have like a hidden agenda.
Yeah.
It's like you're crying for sympathy that you don't deserve in order to get a gain out of the situation.
You're trying to manipulate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost right,
but what do they call that? It's like, ugh. We did a section, and it's like crocodile tears and Achilles heel, and like, what are those things called?
No, illusions?
Oh,
no.
Pythagoreans?
No.
Just kidding.
It'd be like a metaphor or a poetic simile or something.
It's got something.
Yeah. Fact checker Dennis.
I'm trying.
He's
trying.
Bing it.
Binging it.
Yep. Yeah. As, fuck, I have so many. That shot really threw me off. Like, I went 0 to fucking 60 with that thing. I was like, whoa. The ground shouldn't get wobbly yet.
Wow, you really haven't touched whiskey in a while.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. I can drink 15 beers a night, but I fucking one shot and I'm woo!
Are you trying to think of a useless fact?
Yeah, and I know so. That's what I mean. I know so many, and it's now it's fucking with me.
Well, I got some useless fisherman shit for you.
Okay, let's do that.
The oldest species of animal in Michigan is a fish. It's not the sturgeon. Everyone thinks it's the sturgeon because they look like a dinosaur. It's the dogfish.
The dogfish
had beer.
Yeah, the dogfish. Everybody thinks they're a trash fish. I think they're an absolute relic from a different time. They evolved in the Jurassic period.
I was just about to say they had
they've been unchanged since the T-Rex was out eating things and screaming at the air.
I got a neighbor like that.
Yeah.
they kind of terrify me. You know those like stapler removers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they look like. Like that's what their head looks like. They come out and they have four fangs.
Crazy.
Like, it's terrifying.
Tell you what, Bofin, good parents.
Oh. Good parents.
Good parents.
What do you mean?
Yep.
They got kids. They got
Oh yeah, no, when they come up into shallow water in the spring and they do the birds and the bees and the fish and the people thing.
Yep.
And when the eggs hatch, all the fry, or the baby fish, so to speak, they hang out in a school, just like one big group, to give the illusion of being a larger fish than they actually are. Mm-hmm. And the father hides very close by and will just ruthlessly attack anything that thinks they want to make a meal out of all the fry.
Mm.
Very defensive of their children.
Well, good.
Crazy.
Good. At least he keeps showing up.
A lot of fishermen will put on a gigantic lure and just run it next to a school of baby bowfin.
Yeah.
And the males just come screaming like a bat out of hell
Out
of some hiding spot somewhere.
So the female left to go get milk, but
the female hasn't had a decent meal since January, and it's now May. Oh! So get after it.
Yep. Useless factoid.
Jaws is 25 feet. And so I measure shit sometimes that's distance and long and how many jaws it would be.
You're like, yeah, that's about two jaws away.
Yeah,
that school bus looks like about a jaws and a half.
Yeah.
Jesus, 25 feet, is it really?
Yeah.
Huh. If your vehicle's longer than two jaws, you need a CDL.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, but the crocodile tears and stuff like
stuff
that,
like
what we learned in school, it was under illusions.
Illusions.
That's what it was. Yeah.
That's what you came up
Not
with.
Not illusion. Illusion.
Illusions,
illusion.
That's right. I knew there was something tricky with it.
It's like affect and effect, and no matter how many times people tell me the difference, I still can't fucking remember.
No, I don't understand.
I feel like affect is emotion and effect is like boom bang, like a physical thing, yeah. but then there's still nuances in between it that I get
it
wrong.
You thought earlier it was a metaphor, and a metaphor is a comparison that does not use the phrase like or as.
Oh,
or
all
the
right.
words like or as.
Useless fact.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty no. much. If you're not in your sophomore English class, you don't need to know that.
Yeah.
You just say a metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Smeags is a horse. Metaphor.
Right.
Yeah. yeah.
No, that's
Smeags is strong as a horse. Simile.
There's something that goes along with like useless facts is like if you have them or if you don't have them, anytime you hear one or whatever, just act surprised. You know, even if you know it, they're just like, hey, did you know this? And you totally do. Like,
yeah.
It's just something that you're just like, of course, everyone knows. You're like, no fucking shit.
You're like, wow.
yeah,
really?
Because you make that whole person's day. You make that whole person's day. The other day I was telling these fucks, I was like, hey, you know,
all right.
I learned something. I go, Saturn's losing its rings. They don't know.
Didn't even get to the punchline. Yeah.
Did Uranus rob him?
No. Here's the thing. Like, I was like, Saturn's losing its rings. I just read it on the news. I didn't know any. I didn't know the reason why. And John, being the nice guy that he is, I'm sure he was trying to make me act like look a fool. But he was like, "What?" And he like shook Dennis, like as in this was like groundbreaking news. And
super sarcastic.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Right,
yeah,
but
it
still
awesome.
Made me feel good what? For a split second until I realized I was like, "Oh, he's making fun of me."
Yep. So finish the rest of the joke. Yeah.
So I tried to make it a joke, and I was just like, "Yeah, terrible divorce," you know. And then I was like, man, I'm a fucking piece of shit. Yep. Then I went and ordered a fucking Big Mac from McDonald's and cried at the end of Jones Road. Mm. But anyway.
Oh, no, talking about Big Macs. On my way to work today, I was listening to the radio. Don't know what station. I don't matter. But there's this guy from somewhere who eats 9 Big Macs a day.
Yeah. He's been doing it for like so many
You years. Heard about it then.
Oh, yeah. They give him free Big Macs now.
Dude. Yeah, but apparently he narrowed it down to like 3 or something, like 3 or 4.
Doesn't he keep all the cases?
Oh, good for him for cutting back.
Yeah, he keeps all the receipts.
Oh,
he has receipts from like the past like 20 some years.
Yeah.
And it's like, he just has files of receipts for Big Macs.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the dude that keeps the cases.
Mm.
And he has cases ever since he had his first one, and he doesn't eat anything other than Big Macs.
Mm.
And it's crazy. He got super long hair. Is that the same guy?
I don't know if it's the same guy.
Okay, because there was a funny story. I think we're talking about the same guy, because he was talking about how it first came about, and it was right when the Big Mac came out.
Yeah.
He took his new card there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like 16 years old and drove and had a Big Mac, and he was like, I could eat these for the rest of my life, and he stuck fucking to it.
Yeah, and he did.
It's crazy.
That's Can you imagine
right
eating
there.
9 Big Macs a day?
Yep.
Dude, that's
and he goes
wild.
He goes for a 2-mile walk every single day, and it's like, that's
oh,
how, because
that
he,
do?
Looks, he looks fine.
Sorry, but what's it going to do? he's walking while he's chowing down on it? Like, ain't going to do a whole lot. He's
I mean, maybe that's a secret. Like, you know, well, I'll eat like 2 double cheeseburgers and a small fry for lunch sometimes, or this or that, or you go out to a buffet and eat everything in sight, and but it's either like you think you're eating too much, but you're not eating enough.
Mm-hmm.
You cross the threshold into true American fatism, and like you go so hard that it comes all the way around to bad, keeps going and becomes exquisite. Like
exquisite.
It's like yeah. You know, it's if I had 3 Big Macs a day, like, I'd die in a year. 9 Big Macs, I've beaten the system. Defiance of God. And he's like, I'm not even angry. I'm going to let him do it.
Yeah. He's like, if he could pound those and still have solid shits by the end of the day, he's a fucking animal.
Oh, my Lord.
So, if you had a day by yourself.
Solid shits. If you did that with Taco Bell, you'd have to walk around with a bucket.
Oh my God.
No,
you got 10 Gordita Crunches a day.
Do you guys remember the fucking Lugabaloos out there?
Lugabaloos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have one.
Do you have a Lugabaloo?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a 5-gallon bucket with a fucking toilet seat on it.
Is this a 90s thing? I don't get it.
No. This is like a 2010s thing.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah, well, think about it. You know how people call a toilet a loo?
Yeah.
It's a luggable.
Loo. A lugabaloo.
Yeah.
A lugabaloo.
But you say it like it's all one familiar, big weird word. So lugabaloo. It's just like, oh, I bought the lugabaloo.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Just imagine this, okay? A guy sold an idea for $1 million, and all he did was put a toilet seat on top of a 5-gallon bucket.
I know.
No, I got a buddy.
You know?
I got a buddy. I told him to sell this idea, but it's too close to the patent that already exists. He bought a lugabaloo, cut a hole in the bottom.
Drainage? What is it?
I mean, you're gonna put on the gloves to take your shit out of there, or you just want to cut a hole in the bottom, set the bucket down, take your dump, then just grab the bucket and walk away.
There you go.
Your dump's just sitting there on the ground.
There it is.
The toilet's just a way to elevate yourself.
You just
yourself.
Have a seat.
Oh,
so
I
when
get
you
it.
Take a dump, it's just right onto the ground.
Yeah, seat
and
on
then
the go,
you can
yeah.
bury it or leave it for the
so
bears.
So no one has
or...
to see that horrific, like, drop.
Exactly.
It's like it's a shit and go, man.
Exactly.
The shit and go.
Exactly.
The pop and squat, you know?
Yeah.
You don't hardly have to clean it. You do, but way less.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to bust out the sponge and...
Yeah, that would kind of suck to have to keep carrying that
Taco
around.
Bell 9 Big Mac dump out of the bottom of the toilet.
I thought wiping my ass was too much work.
Yeah,
damn,
exactly. Like, now you got to scrub out the bottom of a bucket because you had too much Taco Bell. Like, no. Just cut the bottom off, and now you only got to scrub the sidewalls.
That makes
true.
Perfect sense, yeah.
That is true.
Man.
And if you do it right away...
The more you know.
Well... Yeah, that's fucking genius, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so. I used it a couple of times. Made me very happy.
Lugabaloo.
Dude, no, the Lugabaloo is great. The Lugabaloo is absolutely fantastic.
You'd have a Lugabaloo in your bungalow. Anyway.
I wanted to, I was like, no. No, that's funny. But if you had a day by yourself, what do you find yourself doing? Or like a weekend. You got like a weekend by yourself, a day by yourself. What's the go-to there? What's the go-to?
If it's a weekend by myself, and I actually have enough money, I'd head up to Petoskey and stay and just
go look for rocks.
Just tool around,
yeah,
walk around the beach, and maybe go play some golf. And you golf like, at golf
oh,
would be
okay.
a part of it if it
yeah.
you know if it's
yeah.
in the summer.
Because there it is. You,
yeah.
you play a round of golf and not get yelled at. What a
yeah.
dream!
Oh yeah, the, yeah,
when
absolutely.
Are you
gonna
be
home?
Yeah, but
yeah.
no matter what, if it, at all, I go have a meal by myself. At a bar like Mulligan's or the Cabin or something, and play Club Keno. I don't get to play it very often, and I really like playing Club Keno.
I love Keno.
Keno's great. Keno is fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I have not won in a very long time. I have not won in a very long time. And you know what my mistake is? Is having that gut feeling of, like,
hey,
Roger!
Walked into Roger's pub.
He walked
Welcome.
In at the perfect time. Yeah.
We're talking about Keno, Raj.
Oh, you're talking about me.
No, but the mistake I'm making with playing Keno recently is asking people. It's like, hey, give me two numbers. It's like, why do that? I have a gut feeling, and every time my gut fucking numbers hit,
right.
I just want to be that genuine dude that's like, you know, give me numbers. And the last time I did that, the bartender was like, man, 13 and 10. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? No, you go high and you go low. You know what I'm saying? I want two spread out numbers.
Yep.
Yep.
I feel like you're adding me because I do that to people all the time. I'm like, hey, what numbers should I pick?
Because
I pick my number, and then if I have an extra number, I'm like, all right, random. It's like an easy pick, but in real life.
You
but
know
you know what
how
I, mean?
I go. You know how I go double doubles.
Double doubles.
You know how I go two numbers, two draws, two bucks a draw. So I asked for two numbers from the barkeep the other day, and they were like, 13 and 10. Gave me shit about it. I was like, never again. Never again.
Gotta get Roger beer.
Oh, of course
get
I got
Roger
beer.
Beer.
Give him a Bush
He'd
nah.
have a beer.
Grab him a Bush nah.
Yeah, that's the answer. It's like, Bush nah? Nah.
Nah.
Hell of a crack. Way to end the show.
Nice.
Oh, man. No, Dad, we asked the tough questions. like, if you had a day alone, what are you doing? Eddie answered. John, what are you doing?
Oh, if I got a day where I'm totally alone, and that means no wife, no dog, no friends, no parents, none of it, just me.
Yep.
I'm grabbing a whole day worth of crap, and I'm going fishing.
Really?
I'm probably going somewhere I've never been before.
What if there's no fish?
What's your
call it fishing and they don't call it catching, my friend.
What's your ideal fish to catch? Like right. when you're
ideal
that day alone.
Fish to catch.
Yeah, when you wake up, you're like, I want to catch this one, this species. What is
ideal
it?
Day by myself is a mixed bag.
A mixed bag.
If you don't care
if it's a bass.
There was
a perch,
I had a great day fishing by myself. I was hitting a new spot on the Asable. And I caught, like, a sheephead, a largemouth, a smallmouth, a brown, a sucker, and a great big crappie. Mm-hmm. And that's perfect, you know? I caught a little bit of everything. I got to try a little bit of everything and got different results. So I know if I ever go back there with my wife or with my friends, what do you want to catch?
Yeah.
Because I've caught ABC, XYZ on different things. It's like a scouting thing almost. And
what's funny about me seeing you with a fishing pole, sometimes I see that. Okay.
Occasionally.
But anytime that I do, I told this to somebody, I can't remember who, he's like, somebody was just like, what's he doing with that fishing pole? And I was like, oh, he's going catching. Because anytime that I see you, you do have a fish. You're like, yeah, I caught this fucking thing, caught that thing, caught, you know, caught a sturgeon. And I'm like, how is that even possible? No. Yeah, but it's great. Yeah.
No, sturgeon, are they notoriously hard to catch?
Sturgeon?
That's my dream fish to catch.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's a dinosaur.
It is a dinosaur.
They can get up to like 9 feet long and like 400 pounds.
Holy shit.
So you tell me, man.
That's wild. I didn't realize they were that big. Holy cow.
They can live to be up over 200 years old.
Jesus. Out west, there's guys that catch them bigger than their boats. 1,000 pounders, 25 feet
Holy
long.
Holy hell.
Oh, yeah.
You know when they say water monster? That's our water monster.
We have them, yeah. Detroit River, for sure.
When
yeah.
this actually...
It's Saginaw River.
Saginaw River. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
We drive by Sturgeon every day.
When this episode comes out on Thursday, I will be deep sea fishing about 80 miles off the Key West.
That's
exciting. Wow. Key West is a bucket list fishing spot for me, so have a blast.
It's funny because... The guy he's going with, we had him on the our first podcast, Snowpocalypse. If you guys haven't listened to it, please check back with it. But
yeah, it's terrible.
It was funny
because
he was like,
"It's not him." But
he was like, "He's like, yeah, we're going fishing." And he was like, "That's right, we're going deep sea fishing." He's like, "Deep sea, my ass! It's 80 miles out there." And Eddie goes, "What the fuck? That's fucking deep sea fishing, isn't it?" Like where we're from, it's like, yeah, you know, 30 yards out there, we'll be all right.
Yeah.
You gonna wear a Salt Life shirt?
I have no idea.
Right. I swear, if I see you with a Salt Life sticker on your car, I'm taking it off.
Yeah,
I'm going to your house when you're sleeping and taking that sticker.
No,
off.
Show up at his work. Make a big deal about it.
I got our stickers on. We've got stickers. 989 Network, Beers and Babble, Wider Range. You can go to Sandwich LLC on Etsy and pick up some stickers.
Yep, nice.
Talking about Salt Life stickers, though. Every single year from the time I was a young little lad, I get a Christmas present from my great aunt who lives in Florida. And anytime, every Christmas, I get a Salt Life shirt. And I wear it around the house, but I will never wear it around here. Because where's the salt water at?
No shit.
I don't want to be that guy freshwater fishing wearing a Salt Life shirt.
Yep.
And somebody be like, yeah, where's the salt, man? Like,
the only use for salt water in the state of Michigan is to stop a bloody tooth. That's about it.
You're from the Midwest and like the proper Midwest.
Yeah.
Like, we're not talking about Missouri. We're not talking about Iowa. We're talking Michigan.
Yeah.
Like Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota are the freshwater mecca. I mean,
we have water to brag about.
Yeah, we have
rivers
between
for
those
miles.
Three
yeah.
states with the Great Lakes and Minnesota, we have like 30% of the world's fresh water.
That's my point.
Yeah. And it's the best. Like,
and
we have bragging rights.
And if you're jumping in the car and you're going to go to the ocean, what are you looking at? Like a minimum 13-hour drive?
Right.
Like you're not living the salt life.
You guys done your fair share of getting in salt water, right?
I've never been in salt
water. Oh, it fucking irritates the shit out of your skin.
I was just going to say I had the worst rash.
Yeah.
Worst rash
of my
life.
The worst.
Yeah, it was bad.
But you ever go, like, you go swimming in the Great Lakes.
Of course.
Swimming. Yeah, it's wonderful, right? You come out of there and you're like, oh, so refreshing.
Cliff diving, man.
Yeah, you go in the ocean and you come out and you go, why do I feel like this? This hurts. Like, this sucks.
Is it like that slippery water?
It's
like it feels oily on you.
Yeah, it feels oily and then you get out and you literally, like Dennis says, you have rashes.
Yeah.
Like, it sucks. It's not worth it. You go in like Superior or something and you're like, oh my God, I feel like I just got baptized.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much different. But heading back to the same subject we were on, Dennis.
Yeah.
You have a day off. What are you doing?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. You know what? I wake up.
That's done.
We know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Too much makers.
Dude. Eddie, I got a question for you.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. 20 dicks.
There are 100 dicks on the wall.
Hey.
How many are you choking on?
Anyway. Anywho. Dirty money.
So I wake up. No, if it's a day alone, I'm taking the most chillest day that I can get possible.
You think so?
I am.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Lounging.
I'm fucking waking up, lighting an incense. I got to specify. I got to like enunciate that word because it sounds like something
what
else.
Flavor?
You know? What flavor? Lavender. Mm. Dragon's blood.
Oh, yeah.
There's a strain or whatever you want to call it, flavor or whatever.
Wait, what?
Scent called Harley Quinn.
Incense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
well, incense when it's.
But when I talk really multiple. Fast, sometimes it sounds like incest.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Well, he's alone.
Bummer.
But anyway,
it's always incest.
Anyway, I'm waking up, making a
yikes.
Coffee.
Yikes.
taking care of that biggest rash he ever had.
Oh, yike. But anyway. Yeah, I'm having a chill day, man. Yeah. I really am. Yeah. Fucking play some guitar, try to write a song, light an incense, smell those fumes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hippy dippy type shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, I
was gonna say that's some serious gentrified yuppie shit if I ever heard it.
Yuppie shit.
So if the world is completely clear and it's just me and I got that day alone, I would kind of lean on the side of Dennis. As much as I love golf, I don't think I would use my completely alone day/weekend to go piss myself off, because I'd miss a putt and but you could be loud on the golf course too. So yeah. I mean, there's so many different things. But yeah, wake up, do whatever the fuck I want, man. Start drinking at 9 o'clock in the morning with my omelet.
Can't day drink unless you start in the morning,
right? Mm-hmm. And if I'm completely alone, go to the dealership, break in, find the fastest car I can.
Wait, what?
And hit the highway. Well, if you got a day alone.
Well, you're going to have a lot more days alone you do that shit.
I think this segment ought to get scrapped at this point. We got some self-incrimination going on.
No, but regardless. The rest of the day is a Bubba.
Bubba. Yeah, cock meat sandwich. But anyway, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, Lord.
So what are you doing? What are you doing alone? What are you doing? Breaking in the shit. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're stealing cars.
Yeah, if I'm completely alone, that's what I meant. Like, if the world is completely gone, it's just me.
Oh, well.
Well, now it's a theoretical. So if the world was frozen in time, what would you do?
Oh, man, way too many things I can't say on this show.
Sorry, I didn't mean to change the subject that much, but that's just what popped in my head. Yeah,
no, I just, start drinking in the morning, have a good time.
Yeah, gotta have a beer.
Yeah, gotta have a beer. And I'd either binge watch some shows, play some video games, go shooting, do whatever I want, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of beer,
I'd have a beer.
I was gonna say that would have been a great segue for
for the beer of the week.
Yeah,
speaking of shooting, did you know that 5 out of 6 people agree that Russian roulette is safe?
No. Wow. That is so good.
Yeah.
That is good. No, that's a good one.
I appreciate this, but no, beer of the week.
Oh, it's a beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Oh.
Beer.
I'd have a beer.
Beer of the week.
Hey, John. While they're getting their beer.
Yeah.
What do you call a lesbian with braces?
Ooh. What do you call a lesbian with braces?
A box cutter.
Oh, that's a beauty.
Holy shit.
That's a beauty.
You know, Raj walks the line. The lawyers are we probably get so tense when he talks.
Yeah.
And they're just it's safe. Oh, yeah. Hey, it's safe.
Joey Diaz says, if you're going to walk on thin ice, you might as well dance. And Roger does that perfectly.
Yes, Dennis he does.
He hasn't fallen through yet, but
I do
he's
know
dancing
about that.
Away.
Hey, why don't you explain what we got here for
All right. What we have...
Yeah,
the nice. Which one? Gimme, Gitchy Goomy.
Oh, you know
Gitchy
that.
Gitchy Goomy.
John, do you know what Gitchy Goomy means?
Oh, the legend lives on from the Chippewa down.
It means big lake.
Yep, exactly.
Big lake. Big lake.
Well, yeah, I talked to her and I picked it up.
These are thanks courtesy to Raj when he was up in Traverse City. He was schmoozing the people up there so much so that they gave him the opportunity to buy two of the beers to bring on back, and they recommended this for us. So it is Gitchy Goomy IPA, 7.3% ABV, 25% IBU.
Gonna get you, give me a drink. Sorry, I had to try that.
Yeah, we're pouring it out. We're getting there. We're good. Okay.
Oh, I'm super excited about this, man. This
Middle Coast Brewing Company, Traverse City,
and
fantastic.
Aaron, big
folks.
Thank you to Middle Coast.
Aaron gave me the lowdown on the beer, so she's the one that told me it meant Big Lake. Like named after Lake Superior.
Yeah. The Lake Gitchy Goomy, baby. The big
smells
lake.
Fresh.
Yeah,
it smells
that's
fresh.
Super
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Hey.
Yep. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to the red cups.
Red Solo Cup. R.I.P. Toby Keith. Yeah.
I love a juicy IPA. That's smooth. That's good. That is a good.
Yeah. 25 IBU. That's real light.
Yep. That is light, but it's good.
The hazy. Yeah. A little fruity.
See that's like I could crash a sixer around a bonfire type of beer.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I could have 2 or 3 of these without coming up to say hello.
They do have a bonfire right out in front.
There you go. Middle Coast Brewing is set up.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to head up there one of these days. Yeah.
John, you're not a big beer guy. What's the take?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it? All right. Well, I'm gonna take that.
I like the
right
name.
On.
I like the style. I like the marketing. It's good. As far as I've never liked IPAs.
Yeah, that's fine.
In fact, a challenge to the listeners. If you can comment and suggest an IPA that you think I'm going to like, and I like it, we'll send you a sticker.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we'll send you some merch or something.
Nobody involved.
Shout out, yeah.
He was like,
we're not cool enough to send money. Sticker. But
No. We'll send some stickers. Why not?
I don't think they make a Mike's Hard IPA.
Oh, very funny, Roger.
That's true.
Very funny.
I will say, like, the way that I taste IPAs and beers and stuff like that, I always go for the first taste. And in that first taste, I determine if I would have a full glass of it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And this is definitely a full glasser, for sure.
Yeah, like
I would have a full glass of this, definitely.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a little light for me. Yep. I like the more bitter. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 3.5 on this.
I'd rack up on that one, too.
Is that 3.5. Out of 5?
Yep.
Yeah, out of 5.
Yeah, well, you do your ranking because you guys are beer guys. But my opinion as a non-beer guy, I'd give it a 2.
Yeah?
You know? One being
which
just,
is good for a non-beer.
Yeah,
guy.
Being horrible, and 2 being like I could have 2 glasses of that.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
That'd get a 2.
Nice.
I mean, I can see why someone would like it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not my thing.
Yeah, it's just not your taste. But no, that's it's a very light beer.
Very light beer.
And I enjoy light beers a lot.
Oh
and
yeah.
I have to give this rating a 4.6.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, that's a high one.
That is
high. Like I said, full glass. I would take it.
Give me a boy. Get your boy.
Yeah, give me a clink. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Some of them IPAs taste like you're drinking what you wring out of a dish rag.
But this one, look, you know, it's like what you wring out after getting it a wash after a rough night, you know?
All right.
Yeah. Not as bad, but yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, cheers to Middle Coast. Thank you very much. This was great beer.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Traverse City, Michigan.
Yeah.
A little too soon.
Alrighty.
Do you guys ever realize that when you're at a bar...
Did you ever wonder?
the barkeeps kind of give you that therapy session.
They do, don't they?
How's your day been? And you're like, there's like 50 fucking people here.
They picked you.
Yeah, and they're just like, well, I'm asking you a question.
You look
like,
that rough.
Yeah. And then you look at them and you're like, you're just trying to get the tip. But you're also just like, it's fucking horrible, man. Give me another beer. And then at the end of it, they're just like, hey, what do you want to eat? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, barkeeps are kind of like therapists sometimes, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's always been that old adage. Adage? Is that, I don't know. Adage.
There
old adage that... barkeeps are like therapists, you know, leaning on the bar, telling your problems, everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like you almost have to be. You're around so many types of people and personalities all the time.
They hear so much
shit. A lot of the times, you know, people are coming in, you're either celebrating or you're trying to drink the day away or something awful, you know. So there are a lot of times that they're a great ear to lean on. And I don't know if I see that as much anymore. You know, there's a couple places that I used to go that, like, Paul at Bay City Bills and, you know, would sit there and listen to you and while he's working and everything and then try to give some advice. And you get it a little bit here and there, but I feel like it's almost a lost art in the bartending industry.
Oh, absolutely.
They forgot how to make money.
and bartenders do something that's one of the most difficult things to do in the world, and that is diffuse an argument.
Yeah.
Or stop an argument from happening.
Yep.
I mean, think about cops. What's the most dangerous phone call for a cop to get?
Domestic
dispute.
Yeah.
Domestic violence, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But right there
then,
is domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many husband and wives get in an argument over some stupid shit.
At the bar.
Yeah. Because they're a couple drinks in and they got that alcoholic confidence.
Yep.
And very rarely does anything terrible happen because those bartenders are so good at de-escalating situations.
Right.
Like, they'd make great therapists.
Mm-hmm.
You'd almost want to say they'd make a great cop.
Yeah.
Because they talk so many people off the ledge while they're drunk, and that's not an easy thing to do.
Or like the customer service at Walmart.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know about that. A diffusing situation. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That is funny.
Yeah.
No, it is true, though. Yeah, it is true. There's a lot of the shit I see nowadays, though, this is tough for me to say, but you're ever at a bar and they just tell you to, you ain't going to do that fucking here. Get the fuck out. I love those type of people.
Yeah, small town type bars.
Have you ever been in that situation where you're at like a small town bar where you were considered a regular? That's a dangerous spot to be.
They're like, hey, how's it going?
They come up to your spot with the beer you drink and they're just like, yep, and crack it because then it's tough to leave. Because your beer's getting done and you're deciding, hey, you know, another one, or should I get out of here? And they come over and crack one, and you're like, well, fuck, that's alcohol abuse if I tell them no. Yeah. Who else are they going to give this beer to? And then they start telling you tea. They start telling you tea about other customers, and you're like, fuck, I ought to stop coming here. Like, this means I'm here too much when they talk about fucking, you know,
Jerry in the corner.
Yeah, yeah. They're just like, yeah, fucking casino. This guy came.
Can you
in
believe
the other
Scott,
day.
Man? He yeah. comes in here twice a week.
Or the bartenders that know your pace. So, like, you're like halfway done and they just have another one lined up. Dude, and you're like, oh, yeah, I would yep. take another one. Yeah, you're absolutely right. One. Yeah.
Or you catch them out of the corner of their eye and they're standing behind the bar pointing at you like,
they're just staring at you.
I know
up,
you
yeah.
fucking want one. Yeah. This is only number three, bud. You're only fucking. Yeah, you're 45 yeah. minutes deep. Come on.
And I always
yeah.
feel really bad when I'm like, ah, not that one. And they're like, what? They're like, you're not going to drink another one? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, not today, you know, whatever.
They're like, you're feeling okay? What's
yeah,
happening?
Yeah, they start asking questions. And yeah, stuff. That's when they start becoming your therapist.
Yeah, exactly. What happened? Why do you not want to drink today? you said you want a root beer?
Yeah, oh. That's a sign of a good bartender when they're like, wait a minute. No, yep. Like, sobriety may work for some people, but not
you.
So, so me and Dennett, we stop at Pintown sometimes. So Pintown, they like us. Yeah. They know us. All right, so they don't question when Dennis goes all willy nilly because he's a funky guy.
He's a funky guy.
So we decided to go. We decided to go to a different bar in Chesning, right?
Yeah.
And this is kind of some low grade one. Not low grade. That was terribly mean. This is a different.
Was it the
one.
Bar you took me to?
Yeah.
That was nice. I like that.
It's
bar.
Not that
I
know bad, you did, right?
But
yeah,
but
it's not
but,
that bad,
but
yeah.
Let me just get to the story because this is. Fucking
she listens
well,
to the show
hey,
now.
Hey,
no,
hey,
I, well, good. No, hey, she's great.
Before you tell your story,
yeah,
maybe picks a different adjective.
Yeah, no shit.
To describe
yeah,
this bar.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a very nice
delightful.
Bar. This is a very
one
nice bar with not a lot of stuff. Okay. And so anyway. We go into this bar, and Dennis didn't want to drink. Okay, this is a great bar for drinking. This is a great bar for eating. But
yeah.
Eating the stuff that they have.
Oh, my God.
And drinking the stuff that they had. But Dennis comes in, and he goes, do you have, what do you want, like a Verner's or something? He yeah. goes, nope. And he goes, okay.
0-1.
And he, yeah, 0-1. So he tried a different, guy goes, no. And he goes, okay, what do you have? And he named off so many different pops, and he goes, okay, I'll take that one. So then he's looking at the menu, and there's like three things
there's
on the
three
menu.
Three things on that menu.
And they're all burgers. There's there's two burgers and a Reuben.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Fair enough.
And Dennis goes, iceberger and a double.
Yeah, yeah. And a Reuben. Yeah. So Dennis is like, do you have like a different menu? Do you have soup or anything? And the guy goes, no, that's all we got. And Dennis goes, damn, 0-3. Dennis looks at me, and I have the beer I want. You know, I went in there. I was like, Busch Lightning Bottle. And he's like, attaboy. You know, gave it to me. And Dennis
yeah,
looks
easy,
at me. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, I cannot do a damn thing right. And he goes, you got fries? And he goes, fucking Lay's potato chips. That's all I got. And Dennis was like, fuck,
I was
I'll
like,
take
do you
them.
Have barbecue? They're like, no.
Yeah,
no. I was like, God just damn it, dude.
This guy's over here fucking struck out 5 times. You know, fucking went, oh.
And then when he gets the Lay's potato chips, they bring over a bag of salt and vinegar.
Yeah. it was just funny. No, great bar, but it was hilarious. Dennis went in there. He's like, I know exactly what I'm going to get here. It's fine. And not a single
don't
thing.
Don't they cater, too? Like, don't they have a whole hall attached to it? You think they do more food.
Where's the hall?
No.
What are you talking
wasn't
about?
There, wasn't there?
Not a bit.
Oh.
No, that's just a long walkway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you talking
tables.
About that? Yeah, no, that's like if you rent out for like a business and they have your party there, but you have to bring everything.
Oh,
yeah, that's
it.
Just a
okay.
building they own.
It's just a hall.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Well, we're no longer talking about the other place?
No, we are. Oh. No, we still are. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's the you know what makes the alley to get there?
Oh.
The place
oh.
the ride is on by.
Yeah. Yep, on uh-huh. point. Yep.
Speaking of parties.
Yeah.
What do you call 100 dwarfs?
A what?
100 dwarfs at a party.
I don't know.
What?
Oh, boy. A little get together.
Love it.
Hey,
love
Raj.
That was good.
Raj.
What?
How do you tell a snowman from a snowwoman?
Snowballs.
Fucking hell.
Quick with
dude,
it.
Dude, he was so quick.
Quick with it.
And, you see, Eddie's not even, he doesn't even have to fucking edit that. That
hey.
Was immediate.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
A carrot?
Probably an
hey.
Orange parrot.
Yeah. Oh, man. Put it in the calendar,
I give you an easy
it.
One.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the holy
nice.
Fuck. That was good.
What do you call an Asian Dwayne Johnson?
Oh, God.
This ought to be cut.
The Wok.
The Wok. That's good. That's tasteful. I like that. That's fun. The wok. That's fantastic.
So welcome back to the show, guys. Yeah.
welcome back to the
basement bar.
Wait till the audience stops laughing. And you
Mid-roll, go. Yeah.
We have
we took a sidetrack to Chinatown. Welcome back into Midville.
Don't get me started on orphans.
Eddie, I got to question you. What is the correct bar etiquette?
Etiquette.
Well said.
Etiquette.
I always
return. Already has none.
No,
no
I
politics,
mean,
no religion, and tip well.
Yeah, yeah. But you're,
bingo.
You got to.
That was attaboy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's that for sure. I'm just.
That makers threw you into a
it. It really did, man.
So Eddie's can't no longer right. allowed to take a shot.
Yeah.
I'm really polite with it, though, sometimes. Every time I get a drink, I return it in that little lip area. You know what I'm talking
about?
Oh,
you
the
are.
Bar?
Yeah. Yeah. The things that have these.
Yeah, those.
Yep.
What are they called?
They're stoppers.
Stoppers for what? Beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glass stoppers.
Have you ever had somebody ask to drink that before?
Oh.
When you bartender?
At Hooligans?
Yeah.
I never wanted to take care of it, so they ought to drink it. I mean.
The mixture of, like, seven different beers and, like, spit water and all that bullshit.
No. Jesus.
Yeah.
Rod, you want to drink it?
Hell no.
Hell no.
No, I've never been asked that.
You pour it in a glass of the guy that goes comes there every day.
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Yeah.
What color do you think that would be?
No.
His name's Dennis.
Here's the deal. I used to have, never. Like, at the bar I worked at, it was regulars would come in, and they'd never ask for alcohol. So my training was learning names, learning people, and learning their drinks. And it sucked when you got it wrong because they would be the pettiest people. They would just go, thanks. And you're like, fuck off. It's my first day. I didn't know you took a double in a shell glass. Fuck off, you know? I didn't know you were that extreme.
Yeah.
You know, have fun driving home from this boonie land out here. Jesus Christ. I don't know. But see, bar etiquette.
Wow. Yeah, see, I apologize.
I was an asshole bartender.
Most of the time, I think of these.
Bar were you at?
Most of the time, I think of these, and I'm pretty drunk, and then I forget, like, what was in my head when I wrote it down.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. No, bar etiquette to me.
That's literally, I was like, oh, I think it was last night. I was like, oh, that'd be great, bar etiquette. And I wrote it down, and then you asked me, and I don't know what the fuck I was talking
you
about.
You know, like, I don't know if this is etiquette, to be exact, but you remember a couple podcasts ago, I was talking about how you ask their name, and then you walk away? Like, you just don't care about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what I do is I go in, and they're just like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, good, how are you? Anyway, I'll take a Busch Light, you know, like, I don't want
to
hear about
to the point.
Like, Jerry in the corner. It's like, give me a drink and we'll talk.
Yeah,
because then I have time. But at this point, give me my beer. You
something
know what
that
saying?
I found is always like a good way to get rapport with your bartender is get on a first name basis with your bartender. Not that they know your name, but that you know theirs.
Yeah,
because like Eddie, if you're my bartender, and I'm like, hey, another round for the table.
Yeah,
compared to Eddie. Can we get another round, please?
Yeah.
You're going to get served first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be nice to the servers.
Yep.
Yeah.
They'll be nice to you. They won't spit in your drink that way.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. You were talking earlier. Don't fuck with people who handle your food and drink.
Yeah. That's right.
I would also say in a very populated bar, in a very busy bar, like big city type bar and stuff like that, know what you want to order right away. You know what I mean? Because I feel like there's a lot of people that are like, hey, what do you want, guy? And they're just like, rum.
What kind of liquor do you have?
It's like, what kind of liquor?
Yeah. See the shelf
well, I got to do that a lot with Tiffany. I'd be like, hey, do you guys have Crantasia or cranberry schnapps? No, cool. Do you have
questioning
Sprite?
Them? Like, questioning them isn't bad.
Yeah.
It's the fact is, like, I don't know what kind of. Like,
oh, what do you have?
You know, to be an asshole.
But
it's
I do
like,
that on tap. Yeah. Like, what do you guys have on tap? I feel like that's okay. That's,
yeah, but also
standard.
Like,
yeah,
like,
now when you're sitting at the bar, like, look at the fucking tap markers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. See, I look at him and say, I can't fucking
you got
see.
Eyes.
No, here's the thing is, I was at a brewery down in Ann Arbor, and yeah, that explains it right there. But their brewery, all their tap, they had 62 taps on the back wall, and they were all their own taps. So I was an asshole, and I said, what do you have on
taps? What do you have on taps?
They can't go, do you see it? It's like they all are the fucking same.
Yep.
They're just black handles. Tell me.
Yep.
No, when I was at Driver City, you know, I said that too because they had like 30 of them. They said, I'll get a picture and bring it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
That doesn't help much because you can't see.
Well, you think they'd have
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't have to say that. That's why I took my own beer in.
Yeah.
Did they bring it to you in Braille or?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, you know, I'm not that blind, but I do have
I'm
a friend. I do have a friend that is blind. So for his birthday one day, I bought him a cheese grater.
Oh no!
Said it was the most violent book he ever read.
Jesus.
Atta fucking boy. Hardest book he ever read, yeah.
Wow.
I scraped my knuckles on a zester yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
What'd you make yesterday?
No, 2 days ago. I was making that peanut noodle.
Peanut noodle?
Yeah,
peanut
noodles, yeah. There's a lot of ingredients in that
shit,
dude.
Well, don't go through them.
I'm not
going to
go through them, but
one of the
one of the ingredients is
sticking
you got a
fucking macaroni or something.
One of the ingredients is
you get your nuts in a noodle.
I'll slap you with a wet noodle, goddamn. I'm just kidding. But
you can't reach me. You can't reach me. I'm standing right in front of you, and you can't reach me.
Anyway, one of the ingredients, you had to zest a lime. All right, you had to have lime zest to make it all pretty and taste good. You know what I mean? And I'm doing it really fast and shit. And all of a sudden, I just felt it once. You know, just one swipe, and I go, oh,
I hate it.
And yep, I got two little nicks right there. If you can see them,
there she is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But everything was fine. Everything was good. No blood in the food. You know, it was good.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. 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 Yep.
You could say I literally put my blood, sweat, and tears into this meal.
I did. It took me way too long. I was so focused. Yeah.
Well, how do you confuse archaeologists?
How do you do that?
You hand them a used tampon and ask them what period it's from.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. This guy is hitting on all levels. He hasn't been here in a few weeks. You can tell.
Fuck, sorry.
He hasn't so been loud. Here in a while. You can tell. Holy smokes. Well, I think that's
speaking of orphans. Why don't orphans play baseball? Because they can't find home. I know you want to laugh.
It's so true.
What do you call an orphan family picture?
Holy shit.
A selfie.
That's so funny. I don't know why I was fucking doing it.
Oh, no.
That's amazing.
That was the best fucking one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. An orphan family picture is a selfie. You got to be fucking kidding me.
Oh,
Well, that brings me into last call.
Yeah, really.
Because I need another drink, and it ought to be my last one.
Yeah, da-dang, dang, da-dang.
Last call. Yeah. Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last
Here we
call
go.
For alcohol.
I'm gonna go first.
Okay,
do it.
It's embarrassing, but here it is.
Okay.
So, before my parents got their wonderful dream home, we had gotten asked to watch over it. And we were like, fuck, why not make a day of it? They were going down to search. My parents had already made the deal, and everything was going through with it. So we were going to go check out the property. It's like, hey, this is where we're going to move here in you know, a week or two or whatever. Let's, you know, go look at some things and have fun. It's, you know, summertime, pool time. So I brought my swimsuit, and we brought a couple coolers, and I was just, you know, fresh into it. So I started drinking early in the morning. We were looking at the house, and we were getting super excited. We spent some time down here in Rogers Pub before it was Rogers Pub, and we got a little hefty playing some pool or whatever, and I was walking around. I was having a great time. I went outside by myself. I was hammered, and everyone was inside, and they were talking about plans and this is what we're going to paint. This is the furniture that's going here, blah, 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 blah. And I look back, and our deck has like 14 different elevations in it, okay? There's like there's a step over here. There's two steps down here. There's, you know, there's so many different changes in it.
Yeah.
So I got down the first
two
steps.
Looks like a Tom Smith one act with the fucking blocks.
Yeah, right, the blocks and stuff. And so like I went two steps down, and I got excited, and I went the one step up, and then I went And I turned around and I kept on walking back because I was stumbling a little bit and fell. Absolutely ate shit.
You gotta hate
but
it.
It was away from the window so no one saw me. So I was like, I got up and I was like, okay, all right, we're good. Like no one saw that. And I wandered around and I was looking at the yard and I was having a good time. I was standing and I was leaning on the guardrail looking out to the yard. And I was like, there's so many things I could do here. And I stood up really fast. You know the people with like low iron, they get like dizzy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have low iron. I was just drunk. So I stood up really fast.
That didn't matter.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I was just trying to paint the picture. So I stood up really fast and I got super dizzy. Took two steps back, fucking bit it in the pool. Went down, fully clothed, in the pool. Nice. Brought my swimsuit. Swimsuit was inside, fully clothed. Phone in pocket, keys in pocket,
no.
Wallet in pocket.
No.
Put some rice in it. Yeah.
Bit the dust. Phone was fine. Okay. Got it out in time. You know, I was drunk, but I wasn't hammered.
No,
I was hammered before
it.
The fall. Got drunk when I fell. But no, it was a super embarrassing story, and it happened completely alone. So here it is, world. I'm letting it known.
I'm
embarrassing
know.
Alone.
Yeah.
I'm not only hammered in front of people. I'm also hammered, just like when a tree falls in the woods. Yes, sir, it makes noise.
Yeah.
You know?
And at least you fell in a pool and not on, like, the driveway.
Well, I fell on the deck first. This was my second fall.
Okay.
Second fall hit the water.
One concussion's enough.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't hit the water if I was standing in the boat, but if you give me two tries, damn straight I'll hit it. Yeah. You know?
I like to be embarrassing in front of people. So, years ago, we were at a pool party, speaking of pools, and we were drinking, and then we started playing Truth or Dare. And one of the girls, pretty girl, looked at me and she's like, truth or dare? And I went, fucking dare. She's like, all right, I dare you to run down Bernie Street butt naked with your finger on your forehead yelling, I'm a unicorn.
You did it, didn't you?
You don't
so
back
5 minutes
from
later.
Wait, hold on. Take us through the 5 minutes because I want to know what
everybody,
happened.
Everybody was just like, no, this, oh, God. He's not, you can't do that. That's fucking, you're going to get arrested. You're blah, blah. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Fucking butt ass naked. I'm running down Bernie Street screaming at 2 o'clock in the morning with my finger on my forehead going, I'm a unicorn! I'm a unicorn! Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. Running down the street butt-ass naked.
Butt-ass naked down in Essexville, down Bernie Street.
You know, I've had a friend that done that, too.
Anyway. Yeah.
It's happened. Yep.
Hey, what does mine say? What does mine say?
Juice.
This was one time when I was younger, and we're out, a bunch of us drinking, decided to go pool hopping.
Yeah.
So, we're in a little ritzy neighborhood. So,
ritzy
titsy. You know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, that way, you know, there's a pool in every yard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we just started doing that. You know, we're pretty fucked up. Well, there was one guy that was a little heavy. And
I feel that.
We're in a pool. Fucking, you know, owner of the house comes out, starts bitching at us. Get the fuck out of, you know, all that shit. So we all got out of the pool, jumped the fence and shit. Well, he couldn't jump the fence. He just kept running.
Oh, no.
He was trying. We're laughing our fucking ass off. The guy that holding the home comes out. He goes, you know, he says, 2 feet to your fucking left, there's a gate. Open the fucking gate. Get the fuck out of my yard.
Oh, my God.
I love how he let him know.
We're laughing so fucking hard.
That's amazing.
2 feet to your left, there's a fucking gate.
Here's a fucking gate.
I can't laugh too hard, man. I've been that guy. Holy
oh,
shit.
John. What oh, no, got, Dennis. John? Dennis.
Oh,
I'm
Dennis.
Sorry.
Dirty
money. We're going in order. Dennis, juice.
I'm going to do an audible on that one.
Oh, all right.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have an audible. All right.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, I'm going to do an audible on that one.
I did a sports reference.
Yes.
Omaha!
Hey.
Blue 42!
Hike. So there was a time, it was a few years ago. Sorry, I just got really scratchy in my head and in my headphones here, but damn.
Yeah. Yeah, got a connection problem?
I don't know if it's the headphones
or
the...
One second.
Technical difficulties.
It's this, isn't it?
Oh, and it's affecting all of us?
Is it?
Weird.
Is it?
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's in prison now. Yeah, all right.
So this happened a while ago. And I'm not going to name names. I'm going to protect the names of the story. Okay. And I was at my buddy's house and we wanted to just, you know, go on a bike ride and have fun, you know? But so we went on this bike ride and I'm already like so fucked up right now. And I remember driving my bike to a different friend's house, and I'm looking back, and all of a sudden I was just like, hey, do you know where we're going? He's like, yeah. And as I'm looking back, I look forward, and all of a sudden those, like, you know, in parking spots where, like, those cement things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking look back and I look forward and I fucking ate it. The front tire of my bike just absolutely eats it. I flip right over, land right on my face, and I'm too fucked up to even, like, think and, like, feel at this time. So I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. Ow. And so after that, we got to the friend's house, and then all of a sudden, any marijuana smokers, we were smoking dabs. And I don't smoke dabs, and I don't like smoking dabs, but I smoked a dab that time. And I hit that dab as hard as I could. And all of a sudden, I hit that dab as hard as I could. And so did my friend. And the next thing I know, I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
You were
yeah.
the second to arrive, weren't you?
Yeah, I was the second. It's like you know the story. It's crazy.
Crazy, isn't it?
But I go to the bathroom. And all of a sudden, my friend is on the toilet, already puking, just already throwing up. And I'm watching this happen. I'm like, hey, scooch over. Nope, too late. I throw up all over the floor, all over my friend's floor. He looks at me. He throws up all over the floor. And we're just throwing up on the floor together. It was a bonding moment for sure. And we were just laying there for what seemed to be a few minutes, but it might have been like a half an hour. I don't know. And all of a sudden, the owner of the house comes in. Hey, are you guys okay? And we just kind of look at him, and we're like, yeah. Yeah, we are. And they're like, okay. How are you getting home? We're like, We rode bikes. We're going to ride bikes back home.
We're going to ride home.
It was great. And before we rode back home, they had this like electric foot massager. And I remember that.
Those things rock.
Oh, my God.
And an easy chair just sitting there.
Holy shit. The easy chair sitting there thinking about it.
Just thinking about it.
And I was thinking, God damn it. I want a foot massage, and I'm just in this couch, feet in this machine. Ooh, that was a great one.
Holy shit, that you ever think of one. Joining a metal band? That was sick.
No. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'm paused.
But,
I thought you said like my dick.
Occasionally, I think people can push a little too hard. I think that one had potential 10 out of 10, but I think you pushed a little too hard, and it brings it down to like a 9.3.
I was trying to hold back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, forget my opinion.
That's why it went up.
10 out of 10. Beauty.
Dude, you should've. Did you listen to the episode drop, Hayden? Hayden was fucking burping constantly.
Oh,
he kept spiking the damn mic out. I'm sorry, Dennis.
You're good. Where was I?
So you're on the couch.
You were getting a foot massage.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Melting like an ice cream cone.
And that was the best foot massage I've ever had in my goddamn life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Just fucking cross-faded as hell. Foot in the machine and just leaning back, just thinking about it. You know what I mean? Oh, my
beauty.
God. It was amazing.
Think about it.
And then we went back. And then we went back to the house.
Okay.
We rode our bikes, somehow got back to our destination. Okay. At this, at the destination, the owners had a swing. They had
a swing.
It was like a porch swing, you know.
Oh yeah,
and they had like a glass table in it, right? They had a glass table in it.
Oh boy.
And I don't remember how or when or what.
Oh, you don't remember how, Dennis?
I don't remember how.
Wait, was this mine? You son of a bitch!
It might have been. It might have been.
You know how bad I got yelled at the next morning.
Oh my god!
Damn it!
This is all right.
The dog's gonna cut their paw.
Oh my god! I don't remember if it was me or somebody else that jumped on that swing, but I remember the glass just shattered. Oh just god. fell through
bitch.
The.
Did you
fell
not know?
The frame.
You didn't know this before?
I didn't know who did it. Nobody confessed to it.
Well, I'm not confessing. I'm just saying.
No, he was saying
not
he
confessing.
Did.
No, he was there.
I was there. I don't know if I did it, but I will say
awesome.
It was either me or somebody else that jumped on that swing, and I saw the glass fall through the frame onto the cement and just shattered.
Yeah. Before you get any ideas, this is the first time I've heard this story, too.
You pushed it, didn't you?
And my friend looks at me and goes, oh, shit.
We got to get rid of the glass.
And I'm like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
That was a perfect impression, too.
No, we didn't get it all. God damn it. I thought we did. But anyway.
I think there's still some there.
Shit.
Put in a shovel.
Shit. Yep. So we found a snow shovel, and we scooped as much glass as much as we could. Raj.
Yeah, you didn't get it all.
I know we didn't. But we scooped as much as we could.
I think I still got some of my feet.
C plus on a good day.
We scooped as much as we could. And then with our drunken mind thinking, we were like over there on the
right
corner.
The stop sign.
On the stop sign of a corner of a street. And we're like, yeah, that's a good place for it, right there.
Not the trash can that's also outside.
Not the trash can that's like right next to us.
Yeah, it was like
but we
4 feet away.
We traveled like 50 yards down the road with the shovel filled with glass. And all of a sudden, we just pour it on the corner, and we're like, yep, fixed it.
Done.
We did it. We fixed it. And
that guy had to take all his kids to the hospital when he cut the grass.
Oh, my God.
I didn't hear about that.
You're making that up. I know you are. But, and then next day, fine. And then I heard the story about the reaming that my friend got.
That my friend got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who that friend is, it's Spencer.
Yeah. How you doing? Yeah.
That's some funny shit, though.
Yeah.
I told you it didn't happen lightly. But it wasn't me and it wasn't Dennis. You just have to figure out the third friend that was there.
And it's not me.
That was a hell of an honor.
Wholeheartedly, not me.
So I'm pretty sure that narrows it down, and you know exactly. Yeah,
time has passed. You can't be possibly mad about it right now, right? Right?
Hey,
right.
He doesn't own that house no more.
That's right. That swing's still there.
It is.
Oh, beauty.
Yep,
no glass.
Yep, no glass.
No glass.
Yeah, that was a hell of an audible. Good shit.
Yeah, man.
Big audible.
Jonathan. Wow.
John Mayer.
You have two names in the city name.
Sorry,
of
Raj,
Mayo.
I just have to say it. Yeah,
yeah, so.
Oh, my God, not Mayo.
This was back in 2017. If I had to guess, probably June of 2017. 2017. I said June of 2017.
2017.
Did I know? Wow!
Yeah, back in the June of 2017,
he's gonna
wow.
He, the whole shit's going through his mind. He goes, Eddie was right. That maker's 46. That bug is
2017.
Okay, so way back in 2017.
Yeah,
way back, dude.
Well, go even further back. In April 2017, a friend of ours passed away tragically. So, not to bum everybody out, but that was the situation we were in. And Hayden and I, we were kind of going through it together in a bad mental state. So we decided we're going camping for the weekend. We're going to do a bunch of shit that guy would have loved to do. Just kind of to honor him and to have some fun and take our mind off things. And something to bear in mind is we were both retailers at that point in time. I worked at Meijer. He worked for Yonkers.
Yonkers.
If you guys remember Yonkers, you're old enough to hear the story.
Yeah.
So,
his favorite store.
So we was broke, but we were going camping. And we ended up grabbing like a case of beer that was just cheap shit, you know, Busch Light 30-pack for $12 or whatever it was at the time. And a plastic handle of Black Velvet.
Nice.
And a plastic handle of Sour Apple Pucker. And I had a fishing spot, beach spot, swimming spot that I wanted to show Hayden that our friend had shown me. We pulled up to the parking lot, and we were, like, trying to get drunk, right? But it was just the two of us, so no DD. So we had the fascinating idea, if we get super drunk right now, and we stay here for, like, 7 hours, we'll sober up by the time we got to go home, like, to go back to the campsite, because we're, like, 15 miles from camp.
Yeah.
So what we end up doing is we're standing out back behind my truck with, like, our fishing poles and our backpacks on and towels and swimsuits, all that jazz. And we're aggressively trying to get as drunk as we can, as quickly as we can, to kind of ride the buzz all day. So I had the handle of Black Velvet. He had the handle of Pucker. And we would do a shot and trade bottles back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And for some reason, we felt it was appropriate to have a cheers before every shot. And the first one was really, really nice. You know, it was like, hey, here's to Brandon. He was a damn good friend. And He showed us a lot of beautiful places. He changed all our lives. He was a good man. Here's to him.
Yeah.
You know, it was very heartfelt, but we took our shots and we passed it back and forth. And we killed probably half of both of the bottles.
Good.
Awesome. Good.
And as I said, we felt it appropriate to do a cheers before every single shot we took. We never changed topics. We just kept dedicating it to that same friend.
Yeah. Good toast.
And by the end of it, I believe our toast was, here's to Brandon, because he's a fish. And he's not an idiot, so we ain't going to catch him. And we'd knock him back. It was the best pregame.
That's awesome.
And that's we went down, and there was a rope swing and nice cold water and a good beach, and we were catching bass, and it was a great day. But just the cheers and how they started really heartfelt and just turned into drunken nonsense.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Aww.
Yeah.
That was great.
Hey.
I love that story. Yeah, yeah, it was a good story. Good.
Nice send-off. Well, hey. Here's to Brandon.
Here's to Brandon.
Because he's a fish.
He's a fish.
And not a dumb one.
Not a
so
dumb
he ain't going to bite.
We ain't going to catch him.
Yeah. The Brandon Green.
Man, thank you folks so much for hanging out with us again. It's been a fantastic episode. Check out bbbbabble.com and check out Samich LLC on Etsy. Grab some stickers and stuff over there. And I tell you what, man, And yeah, I get to go see Ernest Hemingway's house down in Key West. I'm super excited about
that.
Yeah. I'll get a picture, throw up on the website. But as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
See you next week, folks.
If you enjoyed this episode, check out more at 989.network. What Up Games Repairs in downtown Bay City and at Green Acres Plaza in Saginaw has all your pop culture needs. Grab your favorite video or board game. Need your phone or console repaired? They can get you squared away. D&D Adventure League on Monday or video game tournaments on Saturday. Check out One Up Games and Repairs at OneUpGamesBC.com.